Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Touchdown, Giants!
You're listening to the Best of the Giants.
And the Giants have won!
A weekly mix of WFAN Sports Radio 101.9's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Let's go to Nate in South Carolina. What's going on, Nate?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Sure.
Hey, I know this sounds crazy, but number one picks don't come around often. If the Giants get the number one pick, what do you think about taking Mendoza? And the reason I'm saying that is Jackson Dart, I don't know if he's going to make it through next year. He's already said he's not changing the way he plays. He's concussion prone, and we end up with nothing next year.
Yeah, I'm not doing it, Nate. I've heard this a lot. I understand maybe yesterday you're thinking he played poorly in the first half and had to go back into the tent. There is something about this guy I'm not backing off on now. And, you know, I didn't like the pick at the time. It's been well documented here. I'm happy to say that it looks like I'm going to be wrong about that. He's got a swagger to him. He's got all the things that you want a leader of the franchise and a young man to have. Immediately became the leader, and I'm just not doing that. I mean, unless there's some sort of absolutely devastating injury, which I God hope there isn't to Jackson Dart, I'm sticking with Jackson Dart. And if I get the number one overall pick, I'm trading back, getting a haul, and getting more picks to build this roster. That to me is an easy one.
I think the Giants are in the, if they remain either at one or two, they remain perfectly situated to be able to rebuild this roster and rebuild it very quickly and spend some money in free agency and get the right guys in here. And I think with Jackson Dart as their starting quarterback, you have the most important ingredient that a team needs at this point in the young man's career. You have money available. You have high draft picks. You can trade picks for more picks. I mean, it's everything that you could ask for if you are a Giant fan. That's the way I look at it. And that would be keeping Jackson Dart. And if we did have the number one, if they did have the number one pick, definitely trading it and trading it to get more picks and more players. And you may even be able to get a quality starting player like a Kenny Clark, like what they got from Micah Parsons down in Dallas.
Yeah. I mean, you saw the Jets bring in also a very talented wide receiver in the Sauce Gardner trade, which is, you know, we'll see if he turns out to be anything or someone who can come back and be a factor for their offense. But this draft will be really interesting once again. Unfortunately, in New York, we're going to have two top 10 picks once again. I mean, there's just, it's unbelievable how every single year it feels like we're talking about this. And WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Dan is in Elwood. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, Boomer. Hey, Gio. Quick thing before my sports question. You need to check out this series called Millennial Inheritance on YouTube. It is every Long Island home to a T. It is this packed, stuffed basements with Beanie Babies, with, you know, the woven baskets. It is hilarious. Great content. Please check it out.
Okay.
And for my sports point, who is worse when it comes to the NFL franchise? Because Jerry stole my thunder a little bit earlier with the Sanders not having the correct play calls, and that is just incompetence. But Boomer, I thought you taught the Bengals a lesson, and this was indifference. Correct me if I'm wrong, but they just got fined because they wouldn't wipe the snow off the seats for their damn fans. So what's worse, incompetence or indifference? I'll hang up.
All right. Well, I think the Browns are completely incompetent. I really do. I mean, the decisions that they've made over the years, and it's not the head coach I'm talking about. I'm talking about the front office and ownership. It's a joke. And that fan base, they have one of the best fan bases, one of the oldest fan bases in NFL history. I've played in front of them when they had good teams. Those fans are incredible. But the decisions that have been made by the front office over the last 10 years have been abysmal. It's just been awful. As far as the Bengals are concerned, you know, there are things that they do that lead you to believe that they're cheap, and I get all that. But I will say, as a starting quarterback for them, they made me the highest paid player in the league. Same thing for Carson Palmer. Same thing for Joe Burrow. They've always taken care of us as players from a financial standpoint when it comes to things like that. But it's the other things that they haven't learned to do or don't want to do, because they still go by the way that the great Paul Brown would want to do things. He didn't want to make it easy for the players. He always wanted it tough for the players. That's why training camp was 6 weeks. That's why it was in the middle of nowhere. That's why there were no air conditioners. You know, now things have changed drastically over the last 20 years. And, you know, the Bengals are still lagging behind in certain areas. There's no question about that. And not so reading about this whole thing, you know, when there's snow up in Buffalo, they pay people to come and dig out the stadium. Well, the Bengals don't do that. But what they did do is they did clear the aisles, but they didn't clear the seats. And according to the Bengal management, fans could clear the seats themselves. It's very easy to brush off the snow. Well, and that sounds so bad. The perception that is associated with that is so bad, and it leads into the stereotypical thought process of what the Bengals are. And then you have Zach Moss, who played for them for a little bit, got hurt, had a serious injury, and he comes out and he says they are the cheapest team in professional sports. Well, I'll say they're not the cheapest team in professional sports. There are other teams that are worse. It just feels like that when you have a team that you thought was Super Bowl ready because you had this quarterback that was going to lead them out of the abyss, and now all of a sudden they've fallen back into it, and his personality this past week has been questionable, to say the least. I can understand why Bengal fans are really frustrated and why Zach Taylor is most likely going to lose his job.
Yeah, the Browns situation reminded me a lot of the Knicks before this current situation that they had, where a lot of history, a lot of big-time history, and then like the Browns got good again in the 80s, where the Knicks got good again in the early 90s, and then it was just decades of ineptitude, other than the Browns leaving and then having to restart the franchise, decades of ineptitude with trying to hire the right guys, trying to find the right people to run the franchise, and never getting the right mix ever. And then moving on from players they shouldn't have moved on from, bringing in players they should have never brought in. So, I mean, they're the biggest. You can't compare the two. You really can't compare the two. The Bengals are not, as we've just talked about, the franchise that every player wants to play for because of their high standard that they have for their players. However, the Cleveland Browns look like they're never going to figure it out, ever.
Yeah, I mean, that's the ineptitude.
I mean, the Bengals were in the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, come on.
I mean, listen, Kenny Anderson took the team to the Super Bowl. I went to the Super Bowl. You know, Joe Burrow's went to the Super Bowl. There was a time there where Carson Palmer and his team were close, but then he blows his knee out in a game against Pittsburgh in the playoffs.
Kimo von Olhoffer.
Yeah, who was a teammate of mine.
Yeah.
But it's just... I mean, I don't know. Marvin Lewis had a 15-year run there. They had a lot of issues off the field there, and that's when the NFL decided, look, we're going to start taking control of the issues off the field as opposed to leaving it to all the individual teams and coaches so we could have some uniformity here when we're handing out penalties. Because the Bengals, I think, led the league there like for 5 years in a row with guys that were doing things off the field that got them in trouble.
Yeah, Pac-Man Jones. Well, I guess... Ocho didn't do a lot of things off the field.
But you had Bontez Burfict there. Perfect, you had Pac-Man Jones. I mean, you unfortunately had the death of Chris Henry.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I mean, there were a lot of different things that were going, you know, I mean, for all different reasons. And Marvin was the right guy because he was, if you've ever met Marvin Lewis and sat down with him, you would think that you've known him for 50 years and he'd be your best buddy. And I think a lot of guys liked playing for him. And he had the same kind of run that Bill Cowher had, but it's just that Bill Cowher won the Super Bowls.
Let's go to Cecil in Franklin Square. What's going on, Cecil?
Hey, guys. Love listening to you guys. Just a quick thought, especially with the Giants possibly landing with a number one or two pick. Could we revisit the idea, or do you think the Giants will reevaluate keeping Joe Shane with that kind of asset in their arsenal, especially using that as a draw for someone that's a good potential GM or team president? And resetting this franchise properly instead of us regretting this, keeping him in and giving him the number one or two pick?
Yeah, Boomer and I both think that he is gone. It would be crazy to imagine that he would come back at this point, especially losing a game like you did yesterday, and how attractive this job is going to be to an executive and a head coach. I mean, the fact that you're going to have a pick where you're going to have a pick and you already have your quarterback in place and it's a legacy franchise in the New York Giants, there's definitely some ownership uncertainty, which could scare some people, but I think this job is going to be highly coveted, and keeping Joe Shane would be a critical error, I believe.
You know, if it were me, I would be thinking a whole new situation. I got the building quarterback now. Now I'm bringing in somebody who's going to get the best out of him, whether it be the offensive coordinator or the head coach. I don't think there's a Ben Johnson type out there. If Ben Johnson were available this year, he would have been the perfect hire for this team. But you know, obviously he's not available. So the question is there anybody remotely close to being him? I don't see Mike McCarthy here. I don't. I'm sorry. I mean, I want to see young, I want to see aggressive, I want to see somebody that understands, you know, what the NFL has turned itself into over the last 5 or 6 years, especially offensively, and I need somebody in here that's going to get the best, just like what they did with Josh McDaniels up in New England. He's bringing the best out in Drake May. He is. So who is that guy that is able to bring the best out in Jackson Dart, and then who is the executive that guy can work with? And they can see like what they can accomplish now through this draft. I mean, this is an opportunity to totally reset this franchise.
Yeah, it is interesting that, I mean, the situation that Ben Johnson went to is exactly what the Giants have this year. Exactly. But there's not another guy that was as highly coveted as Ben Johnson who could have gotten a job the year prior but decided not to.
But remember, they kept their GM.
Yeah, they did.
Chicago kept their GM even after all the losing, because going through the process of talking about hiring Ben Johnson, everybody's going, what about the GM? What about his record? What about the guys that he blew up here and it didn't work out? Now all of a sudden, Cale Williams turns into the quarterback that everybody had hoped he was going to be because they hired the right coach, but they kept the GM. And then the GM was allowed to spend some money on that offensive line. I mean, the Giants offensively are not that far away. I'm telling you, it's their defense that has to be. They need faster linebackers. And as that one caller said, Tiki was talking about the speed in the secondary. I agree wholeheartedly. So you could spend a lot of time fixing this defense and just maybe adding a wide receiver to the offense.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yo, guys, how you doing? Listen, I'm Kevin. I'm already in the mood, and I hear this stuff. Jack and Dalton trade should not be in the same sense. And the Mariners, when they're looking for a coach, and then probably Jeff Ninja. First thing freaking marriage to say, so that's not going anywhere. How do you feel about that?
I think that's the wrong approach. Kev, I understand.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, Kev.
I understand you don't want to trade Jackson Dart, but forget that for a second. Put that aside. If you go into an interview process looking for a new head coach, and as the owner of the team, you set down ground rules of how the roster should be constructed, I think you're making a massive mistake. I personally think that is a massive mistake. I think you need to look your opinion on who you hire, and I think this is the way Sean phrased it, which I would agree with more, even though I still don't agree with it, could be based on their answers. That is totally fine. Like, hey, I like your game plan for this. I don't like your game plan for that. I'm going to hire this guy. But to sit down a potential coaching candidate and put ground rules down on the roster, are you going to even get the best coaching candidate if that's your game plan?
I'm not sure that any of the candidates are going to look at Jackson Dart and say, yeah, no, I don't want him. I think that they will appreciate who he is. And it's interesting watching the Jets game, because we knew that Liam Cohen was just, he was an odd dude. We all were, from the very first press conference and the Duval scream that he said, it was kind of like, oh, dude, they might be in trouble. But sometimes when he's just authentic, it works. But I think even more importantly, you're seeing this with Ben Johnson, with Caleb Williams. You know, you're seeing it obviously with Trevor Lawrence, who's having his best season now with Liam Cohen. I want a head coach, or at the very least an offensive coordinator like Josh McDaniels with Drake May, who's going to sit and collaborate with his quarterback. Right, not dictate to him what he should do, but sit and collaborate so that he and the quarterback are putting the best product for that quarterback out every single day. right? And so I think there's a nuance to that. And so it's great to have a really good leader as the head coach, but you need somebody who, and I'm not saying Jackson Dart has the power to, you know, veto a head coach, but if it's someone who can't communicate with the most important player on the field, you're going to have problems. I think that's what we're starting to see with the Philadelphia Eagles. I think you see it all over this league. Look, think about the success that the Rams have had. Why is that? It's because Sean McVay and Matt Stafford are simpatico, right? They can figure it out together as opposed to just dictating what he's supposed to do.
Now, you have made very clear over the beginning of the show, you do not want to even have a conversation about the idea of using the number one overall pick on a quarterback and trading Jackson Dart.
No.
Even though 3 weeks ago, I put Tiki on the spot and asked him what would cause you to do that, and Tiki gave this answer. Take a listen. So the question is, I'll go as far as it takes. When will one of the three of you break and say, screw it, I'll draft him and trade Jackson Dart?
If he beats Julian Sain in Ohio State in the Big Ten Championship.
Now, yeah, you know what happened, Evan?
You changed your mind?
Nope. Ryan Day tanked the game.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I don't want to face Alabama in the second round.
I think
I don't need to win the Big Ten championship.
I just
need to win the national championship.
I think we have all accepted that your view has changed, whether it was Ryan Day tanking or something else. That you have moved back. You've moved the goalpost slightly on when would you just say, screw it, I'm drafting Mendoza and trading Jackson Dart. And I respect that. And I accept your moving of the goalposts. But now I have to ask you the question.
It wouldn't be fair to you if we drafted Fernando Mendoza. Evan.
Why?
You've pined for him for, I don't know, months now.
I know. I didn't want him.
It would be like having a girlfriend and then taking your potential girlfriend.
Kind of like
how would that feel?
Kind of like what the Mets did to the Yankees with Juan Soto.
No, but you didn't have our girlfriend.
Or the Nets signing Kevin Durant over the Knicks. I mean, this has happened before. My question to you is this. And as you know, and everyone knows, the audio will be saved. What would have to happen over the next 3 weeks for you to say, I have to consider drafting Mendoza and potentially trading Jackson Dart?
Nothing.
What if Jackson Dart got hurt?
I mean, like tearing ACL hurt?
No, I think the concussion protocol thing happening again since he goes into the 10th every single game.
True, but we also saw this with Tua. For a couple of years where he was constantly getting concussed and everybody feared for his safety and career. Mm-hmm. And he hasn't had one since. So it's a learning process.
Okay.
And by the way, watching that game yesterday, Jackson Dart did all the right things to avoid contact, which was something that I was impressed with.
So no injury, but, and I want to take away like the catastrophic injury. Like I want to take that away because it's putting something dark into the world.
Yeah, there's too many of those that happened yesterday.
How about what Mendoza does? How about beating Alabama and then beating Texas Tech and then beating Ohio State in a rematch? What if they win the national championship and he's impressive? Could that change your opinion?
No. You know what it would do?
What?
It would make the haul that the Giants are going to get being the number one overall pick because they're so bad this year even that more impressive.
So you are declaring today.
I'm done. I'm stuck on Dart. Okay. I'm stuck on Dart.
Okay. That's what I was asking.
Stuck on Dart.
And Tiki has learned his lesson. He's not making any offhanded jokes because I'll use it against him.
You're damn right.
Sean.
Because that was straight joke.
That doesn't sound like it when I play the clip.
It doesn't. But it was.
Does it? Does it? Sean.
It does.
All right. Sean,
it sounds like I'm serious.
It does. I know. Sean, is there anything that would change your mind on this?
No, because a funny thing has happened that I've declared yesterday. I think we've learned something about Jackson Dart that's very important. He's not injury prone because they keep throwing him in this blue tent and nothing keeps happening. So I've actually even more committed to him than
that. That doesn't make him not injury prone.
Six out of his seven trips have resulted in coming back on the football field.
Everybody keeps throwing that blue tent stat out there. Well, how many actually result in a real injury?
No, I agree with that. I think that's more, and this is where I'll agree with you and a lot of Giant fans, it is clearly a reputation thing now.
Yeah.
And it is obnoxious, and it's a tough challenge that the NFL has because you want to be safe. Mm-hmm. You've said this before. Sometimes you wonder why guys aren't called off of the field when you could clearly identify that they suffered some kind of head injury.
Yep.
But in the case of Jackson Dart, they are clearly going the other way. But that doesn't prove he isn't injury prone. It just proves that the league right now has a scarlet letter on him.
Yeah, but if you have a concussion problem, wouldn't you be more susceptible every time your head gets hit like this that everybody thought? Clearly he's not.
No, but no one's saying he has a concussion problem yet.
I think it was more, could this become a problem if he plays the game recklessly?
Okay, so I guess my point would be, to me, if you watch Jackson Dart play, there would be only one thing people could argue against him in this rookie year, and that would be, well, he just ended up in the blue tent too much, because everything else on the field has been that special.
The other thing, and I admit I keep this in mind, I try to learn lessons from not just life, I think we should all learn lessons from life, but I learn lessons from old sports opinions, right? So I mentioned earlier in the show, I screwed up as a Jet fan when Peyton Manning was available, and so did Beningo, I think he'll admit it, when we said, we're not interested, we have Mark Sanchez. And clearly, I think at that point where the Jets are and what Sanchez had accomplished, we should have been more ruthless and said, screw it. If Peyton Manning wants to come here, go get the player. So the other lesson I'm learning from, and I don't know if you guys feel the same way, because I do kind of forget a little bit on the details, was that after Daniel Jones's rookie season, in which we all liked him, not saying as much as Dart, but we liked him coming out of that Pat Shurmur year, there was links between the New York Giants and Justin Herbert.
Sure.
It existed. And the Giants could have taken Justin Herbert. They did not. They selected Andrew Thomas, which we're all happy with. Wonderful left tackle. That non-decision of saying, you know what, we like DJ, but we like this guy better. Let's face it, as good as Thomas was and is, that was a huge mistake. If Justin Herbert is more of a franchise quarterback than DJ is. So I am trying to learn from that mistake of, well, we just drafted him. He's our guy. We believe in him. As opposed to the ruthless view of, do I like this guy better? And if I do, have the balls to make a move.
Okay, I think there's a big difference between what you're saying between Sanchez. I actually got better examples what the Rams did with Goff, which is, I don't think the right move is to do it after a rookie year. And yes, that was a mistake with Herbert. The wrong move is after 2 or 3 years, still hanging on and asking what if.
Yeah, I think you still have questions.
Still have questions. I think 2 years is a good barometer to go, you know what, we're in another position here, take a peg. I think it's silly to do that after 1 year, because it could work the other way. You think the Browns don't regret what they've done with Baker Mayfield in the opposite direction? I think there's examples both ways. The rookie year and knowing he's shown that much promise, too early to pull a ripcord after.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
For 1 year.
Hey, BT. First of all, BT, thank you for, for you and Sal. I'm going to miss you guys, and good luck. And wherever you land, I'm going to follow you.
I appreciate
but
that.
On the Giants, and the Jets. Listen, John Mara and the Giants took a lot of grief when Saquon went to the Eagles. Right?
Yep.
If the Giants get the number one pick and the Jets have the best offer, do they trade him? Because if the Jets get Mendoza and he becomes a franchise for the next 10 or 15 years, can they live with that?
Yeah. It's funny I brought that up, Cologne. I am of the mindset that you do what's best for your team. And there's going to be some downstream repercussions, maybe some unhappy fans, whatever it might be. I don't think that you can operate that way. Now, would you prefer that the Giants get the first overall pick and maybe make a trade, I don't know, with the Browns, where maybe you play them once every 4 years and the only time you're going to see the Browns in the championship, in the Super Bowl, and that will never happen. The Browns will never get there, let alone play the Giants if they did. So, yeah, I get it. There's other things that are a little bit more emotionally palatable where you can deal with it, but if the Jets are over-aggressive, Mendoza's the guy. Giants have the first pick. Jets give you the best offer. The Giants would be idiots not to take it. They really would be.
And the last thing on Phillip Rivers, when the Jets, Aaron Rodgers went down a couple of years ago, we begged our GM to go get Matt Ryan out of the booth.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the coach, yeah. Phillip Rivers. I'm rooting for that, because if they got hope, then maybe they can make the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. It was interesting watching him play yesterday, boy. Thanks for the call. He's such a gamer. How do you not love Phillip Rivers? Just an interesting dude. I mean, first of all, imagine having 10 kids. And let's just start with that. 10. 10. I mean, it's tough enough to get my two to go to bed. Did you brush your teeth? Did you put your clothes out for the morning? Is the homework done? Did you finish your food? Did you clean up? Did you do that? Did you do that? 10. 10. Now you probably sit there and say, well, he's got, I don't know, $190 gazillion in the bank, just hire people. And yeah, all right, so the house will be clean. The house is a mansion and you have no financial worries. But Phillip Rivers generally genuinely strikes me as the kind of person who's not motivated by money. He's like, he's giving himself to his kids. How do you have the emotional and bandwidth and then just the physical time to be involved with all your kids?
Now, here's my issue with Kafka, and we'll get back to your calls. And I don't know how you feel about this, Tiki. I apologize. I did not listen to the Giants postgame show. That is my fault. It's actually the Nets' fault because I was very consumed by Brooklyn Net basketball.
Yeah, we let in it again.
Oh, thank you. And did you know the Nets won by 45?
I did. I saw that. Largest victory ever.
They dropped a piss missile on the Milwaukee Bucks.
Piss missile.
Yeah. So when the Giants scored the touchdown in the fourth quarter that made it 29-20, I thought the Giants had to go for two.
No chance.
Why?
No chance.
Why?
Continue. Give your reasoning, and I'll tell you why you're wrong.
Okay. So here's my
Because
reason.
John Schmelk had the exact same thought as you.
Oh, really? So me and Schmelk are on the same side?
100%.
I will give you my reasoning. I like to know. I like to know what I need to do.
Yeah, that's what he said.
If I go for two and I succeed, great. Like, this is fantastic. I'm down by a touchdown. I got a chance to win the game or tie the game. All is good. No one's against that. If I fail on the two-point conversion, it's a two-possession game with about 3 minutes and 43 seconds to go. And I know, okay, I gotta rush. I don't have a lot of time. It's a two-possession game. If I kick the extra point, which I did with Koo, who, by the way, also missed two field goals in this game, so it was no lock he was going to make the extra point, I don't know if I'm succeeding on that two-point conversion a few minutes from now, where the game will essentially be over if I don't score, if I don't convert on it. If I go for it early, at least with 4 minutes to go or three and change to go, I know what I need. And I'd rather have that information to know how urgent I need to be over the final few minutes.
Evan, this is when information is stupid. because if you go, you're down 9 points at that juncture, and so if you miss it, you now have you need two possessions, two definite possessions, in order to get yourself in position to win the game. Now, if you make it, right, and then you can do whatever you want. You can go for the tie. You can go for the win with your ultimate next possession. But the problem is if you miss it and there's only 3 minutes and 40-something seconds left, you probably only have a possession left. And so you're not giving yourself a chance to tie the game with one possession you're going to get next, unless you do what happens, which is you force a turnover, an improbable turnover, on their last drive. And so I think that the Giants made the right call only because you're not guaranteed more than one possession at that point.
What's worse, failing on the two-point conversion with 3 minutes and 43 seconds to go,
mm-hmm.
or failing on the two-point conversion with 45 seconds to go? What's worse?
The latter.
Exactly.
Because you feel like we were just there.
I'm
not even saying you're wrong. I'm saying you're negating yourself the opportunity because you're not going to get two possessions.
You're only going to get
one possession.
Tiki, you're right that if I fail on the 2-point conversion, my odds of getting the ball back twice.
Game's over.
It's likely, but it's also over if I don't convert the second time.
Oh. Yeah, but at least you're at that moment. You extend the. So I think to me, and this is just my philosophy in football, and other people have different philosophies. They get too analytic based, and they start making up stuff like you're making up right now. I feel like you only have so many opportunities to give yourself a chance to win, and. When you're losing and they were losing the entire game, you have to extend the game, right? You just have to make it so I get another chance later. And if you go for two there and you miss it, you basically end the game because you only have two timeouts left that you're going to burn them on the first possession that they have, right? And then when you get the ball back, even if you go back and score, you need another possession. You have no timeouts left. So you're screwed.
Or you onside kick because you know you need two possessions.
Yeah,
it's information, bro. You need to have it.
What's the onside kick statistics issue?
I know it's bad. Look,
it's very bad.
But Teague, we're agreeing that if you fail on the 2-point conversion, your odds of winning are very low, but they're lower by failing the second time than the first time. Hence why Schmelk is right and whoever else is on our side is right. I don't know if Sean's on our side, but I'm going to guess that he's afraid of Tiki even though he's away and you're going to side with him.
This actually has become one of my most passionate projects in football, Evan, is how wrong people like you and Schmelk are with this. I am so sick and tired. There's like an army of people who believe this and just go, I want the information. I want the information. Yeah.
By the way, in Smoke's defense, he did not bring that to air. We had that off air.
All right,
so this is a Joe Beningo. My bad.
Okay, my bad. Wow. All right. Information is something that helps you, no doubt about it. What this information and analytical statistics don't tell you is the human mindset. With 3:36 left, you're asking a defense, and by the way, a defense on a cold day that now is down 9, to play up to that potential, like go all out for that 3:36 to try to get the ball back twice. Now that this sounds like I'm knocking them, but it's the truth. That's not human nature, Evan. They will play harder if knowing they're only down 8 and they really feel like they're in the game. And also, furthermore, while you might say, well, we need to get a 2-point conversion anyway, what's more likely? At 3:36, down 9 or whatever, that you convert that 2-point conversion or you stun the defense and get that second touchdown. They're on their heels and now they're in panic mode and then you're more likely to get that 2-point conversion. All those analytical numbers and information don't factor in that human mindset, both offensively and defensively, which is a big flaw in this stat.
All right, here's how I'll be convinced. Your partner on Talking Giants, his name is Justin Panic.
That's nice you learned his name. That's great.
What's his opinion on the subject?
Never asked him.
You did an entire Talking Giants pod and never talked about this critical.
Right, did this not come up? This had to come up. Did this not come up yesterday?
Do you know why it didn't come up? It should tell you everything that Justin was in lockstep with
me. You didn't talk about the game?
No, well, we did talk about the game. A lot of it was the dart concussion stuff, all that. But here's why it didn't come up. Because it's actually asinine to have the conversation that they should go for 2 with 3:46.
See, this is where...
And if Justin felt passionately like I did, Sean, that it should have been a thing, it wasn't even registering my mind because it would be so stupid to do it.
This is where you guys are losing me today. Right? It's one thing to disagree about this, or even the discussion we had in the first hour about trading Dart and drafting a quarterback number 1 overall. You don't have to want to do that. In fact, maybe you shouldn't want to do that. But to eliminate the conversation as that isn't worthy of a conversation,
okay,
that's the biggest mistake one can have.
Okay.
And that's the mistake I think you're having twice today. Like, Tiki didn't even say that. We just disagreed. Mm-hmm. I don't think he said it's a stupid conversation. We shouldn't even have it.
Hold on. But
I mean, come on.
This is where I'm going to defend the podcast. If you were ranking things to talk about from that game and that podcast, that's not even top 10 yesterday. That's how stupid it is. It really isn't.
That's ridiculous.
It's not top 10.
I'm not saying it's top three, but it's definitely top 10.
Evan, look, and I'm not, look, you can never tell the online creatures and all this. We have, you know, over 1,000 comments on the live stream from yesterday. Now, at one point did somebody go, hey, can you guys answer this question? Nobody thought that was a big deal.
Because they forgot about it, because you never brought it up.
Because it wasn't a big deal. That's why, because it's like a loud minority of nerds that think this is it, and real football fans know it's a stupid conversation.
So now I'm a loud minority of nerds by even bringing this up.
Correct.
As is John Schmelk.
As is Greg Olson.
As is, wow, Greg Olson, John Schmelk, and me. Yeah. What a trifecta.
Olson loves this stat.
He does.
Drives me crazy.
You know what's funny about this, man? I didn't always feel this way. And I'm not like a converter. It's not like I'm a stat geek when it comes to this stuff. I'm really using logic. It's not the stats. I'm not looking at any numbers. I'm looking at the logic of, I already know I got to convert on a two-point conversion. I already know I have to do that.
At some point, you have to do it.
1,000%. So I'd rather do it early just to know how many possessions do I need later. And if that's me saying a...
Even if it cost you a possession?
Well, it wouldn't cost me a possession. Why would it cost me a possession?
Because if you... Well, it forces you to need another possession.
But I'm going to put it that way. But I may need that later, because if I kick the extra point like the Giants did and I don't succeed on the conversion, then I'm going to need another possession with no time left.
There's going to be no time left anyways, Evan. I think that's what you missed. I think that's what you missed in my explanation.
You don't know that, though.
But
you,
Evan,
don't
hold on.
Know that.
Okay, so the Giants just score, right? They're down 9. Let's say they miss the two-point conversion, so they're still down 9. They kick the ball off. They now have 2 timeouts because they wasted 1 early. You have 2 timeouts. The clock is at least going down 2 minutes. So you're gonna, there's like a minute and something seconds left. Maybe you get the ball back. This is if they don't score. And then now you have to go score with no timeouts, and then get an onside kick or get a quick turn. Like, there's no, like, you don't have time.
Yeah, but wait,
you're going to run out of time.
I'm going to give you
because if you don't get the onside kick, they run the clock out. You have no time. You have no time.
Okay, but let's use specifically what happened. So let's say instead of kicking the extra point, they go for 2 and they fail, right? They're down by 9.
Yes.
And you force the turnover that you did, and now you get the ball with 2:38 to go at midfield. You now realize I can't run on first down with Tyrone Tracy, which they did. I can't scramble with Jackson Dart on second down, which they did. I know I got to take shots in the end zone because I need to somehow maximize 2 possessions in 2:38. I know I need a second possession, and you're going to manage the clock completely differently.
I think you're going to run your offense, but they might do it the same. They just need to be more efficient and effective. And by the way, they had chances. Right, if Jackson Dart doesn't miss those 2 throws to Wandale Robinson, then who knows? Either one of those could have been touchdowns. Part of that is because of the wind or just Jackson Dart being off. In our post game, Bob Papa made an unbelievable point that I know intuitively because we did it, but he didn't. They don't do it now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.